Mumford and Sons, I Will Wait. It's 1 minute after seven. This is I Wake Up with Dave and Una. I must admit, I find this digital switchover hilarious.
Why?
I just find it so funny. They've set up a free phone helpline for people.
Yeah, but I can understand that, Dave.
But if the idiots don't know about the digital switchover, they're not going to know about the helpline.
Oh, but... Still,
I think there's a helpline for something. I'm going to ring it because I don't know what it's for. Hello, what's this helpline for? The digital switchover. What's that?
I'm sure there's people out there that will have to ring that helpline.
Ah, come on. I know I'm being mean, and I know people are going to think of old people, right? Of course, there's some old people they won't know, right?
Because, yeah.
But if they don't know about it, like, I can imagine half the country is going to stare at a blank screen for the week, and they're only going to question it on Friday when they go, how come the late late hasn't come on yet? There's something
going on here.
If anybody has any questions about the digital switchover and you're unsure as to what you're going to do, I won't actually take the mic, okay? I promise. If you've any questions, I want to know if anybody actually genuinely doesn't know what's happening today at 10 a.m.
Yeah, but you don't have the knowledge to inform people about the switchover.
You don't know what I know, okay?
You don't know what I know. You
don't
know
what
nothing.
I know.
You know nothing.
It's only seven. I've all the knowledge. Is okay. In fact, that digital switchover helpline is 1890 940 980. That's the number if you do have any questions. Alternatively, you can contact us and we will be your digital switchover helpline. Do you think we should ring them actually for the
yes,
crack?
Yes, I think we should.
Should we ring the digital switchover? Well, I could do my
You do it, yeah.
I'm gonna do my old man voice.
Yes.
1890 940 980. Digital switchover helpline.
Hello.
Hello, yes.
Hello, I was listening to the radio and they said something about a helpline. And this was the number.
Okay, yeah.
Well, what's it all about?
They're switching off the analog signal today and putting on a digital signal.
They're doing what with me logs?
They're switching off the analog signal and putting on a digital signal.
Hang on, I need the logs because I don't have any coal.
I'm afraid you might have the wrong number.
Ooh. How rude.
That was a little bit. I mean, Jesus, I'm a person.
I'm going to ring him up later and give him a piece of my mind.
I think you should ring him. I think what we should do is, I think we should play the original Rude Boy.
Rude voice, yay.
I think we should play them. And I think while that's on, I think you should put on your old Kerry woman voice and ring them.
Not a white. Okay,
let's do it right. It's called Blue Eyes. 14 minutes after 7, this is I Wake Up with Dave and Una. And we decided during the original Rude Boys, we decided that Una would by the way, do not prank the digital switchover helpline, okay? But oh Jesus, we're such messers. It's not even 7:15. Right, so we decided to ring them. Una put on our old Kerry woman voice, okay? So this is what happened. We got the same guy again.
Digital switchover helpline, James speaking.
Hello, I have just have a question for you.
Okay.
This thing that's happening with my telly, that they've been telling me about my telly, what'll happen when it goes off?
The channels will just stop being transmitted to you.
And we're like, can I still get Carnation Street?
No, you won't have any channels unless you buy a Digibox.
A Digibox?
Or subscribe to Sky or UPC.
So what'll be on the telly? Will it be blank?
It'll be blank unless you have a Digibox, yeah.
And do I still have to pay a television license if I'm looking at a blank screen, you robbers? Hello?
Oh, lads. We're such messers. Do not prank. Do not prank it. That's for real people who don't get the digital switchover. Do not prank it whatsoever, okay? It's not funny. We're doing it because we're trying to promote the helpline as a great resource for people who don't understand it.
Trying to get information.
We're being informative through humor.
Yes.
Okay, but you don't do it. Nobody can hear you doing it. You're just a sad person sitting on your own if you do it. The boss is texting.
Oh no.
He's like, you can't be abusing the helplines for digital switchover like that. Oh, we can, it's funny.
Can we ring him again?
No. Maybe Andy Breastfed should ring.
I think Andy should ring.
Do you think?
Yeah.
All right, maybe we'll do that. Ryan Sheridan is on the way. I just think we're going to get in so much trouble. Like, it's not, it's just gone 7:15 and we're already in this type of mood. Enter at your own. Yeah. Shine right like a diamond. Right like a diamond.
She doesn't sing it like that.
Right like a diamond.
She doesn't.
Look.
Diamond.
Shine.
Shine. You sound like a Sean Key singer or something.
Shine right like a diamond. Could you imagine, like, I always imagine if you take songs from one artist and give them to another artist, how would they sing them? Like, could you imagine Ryan Sheridan, like, Shine right like a diamond.
Get out of this mood. Get out of it.
I'm just saying, have it. Look, if you get a chance today to think about nonsense, well, then I want you to think about it. Imagine if you gave one song to another artist. Like, Smack My Bitch Up by The Prodigy to Daniel, to Daniel O'Donnell.
Go on. How do you do it? How do you do it?
Smack my bitch up.
Magella.
Me sex is on fire. I'm sorry. Okay, let's just go away from this, okay? Let's go away from this. All right, one in every 20 households in Ireland still have one of these electronic devices. Joanne, what do you think?
I thought it was a toasted sandwich maker.
Oh, do you remember them?
Oh, God, they were brilliant. We still have one of those.
Yeah.
I used to really like them, except for I used to cut the crusts off because they used to get too hard. But then, do you remember when you put cheese on it and the cheese is piping hot on the inside?
Oh, gorgeous.
We used to have one too.
Oh, I'm so hungry now.
Is it the right answer?
No.
It was a good answer, though.
It was good.
Okay, thanks anyway.
Thanks, Joanne. Graham and Balbriggan, what do you think the answer is?
How are you doing?
Hey, buddy.
How are you doing?
How are you going on now?
Sorry.
What do you think the answer is?
SodaStream.
What is a soda stream?
Oh, man, they were the best.
Nah, they weren't really that good. They were a bad attempt at making your own fizzy drinks at home.
Oh, yes.
But you had so much fun doing it.
I suppose as well. Kept us entertained for a half an hour.
Yeah, it did. My cousins had one and we didn't and I was so jealous.
Oh, no, we had one instead. We just never had the money to get the gas for it.
All
I ever had was make your own ice pops.
Oh, yeah. We used to make them with the cordial.
The cordial, yeah. It's not the right answer, Graham. I'm really sorry. It was good talking to you.
I love this trip down memory lane.
Yeah, so am I. One in every 20 households in Ireland still has one of these electronic devices. Kelly Rogers from Athlone in County Westmeath got the right answer first. The answer is a Walkman or a cassette player. We would have accepted a Walkman.
I still have one.
Do you?
I still have one. Yes.
You're holding on to them, hoping someday like
they'll make
a comeback. You can go on Antiques Roadshow and sell them.
Vintage baby.
I have this Walkman since I was 22.
Yeah, because I talk like that.
How much is it worth now?
It's worth £22.
I'll sell it.
That's half the ESP, Ben.
Hot diggity.
Digital switchover helpline.
Good day. I've got to say, I think the digital switchover is really sexy.
Music is I.
On a Wednesday. So today's hijacker is one that, well, I think it's quite funny. Some people might think it's quite mean that I played on this idea, but whatever. It's an hijacker recall from a couple of years ago, and this woman, well, she got quite heated with me.
Yeah.
Hello, is that Deirdre Malone?
Yeah.
Deirdre, my name is Stephen Daly. I'm the Vice President of Sligo County Council. Come here, how's the new place out in Grange going for you?
Grand, yeah, everything's grand down there so far. I had a couple of things that kind of weren't right with it when I moved in. Yeah. The fence was down and I had a problem with the chimney and that, but they seem to fix all that. The only problem I have with it actually is within the house itself, it's just the front door doesn't lock for me.
Well, geez, that's a bit of a problem.
It is, yeah.
Especially in Sligo.
Yeah, but it doesn't lock, but it's stiff.
Jeez, I hate when it gets stiff myself.
So, like, when you went to the door, you'd think it may be locked, you know, if a child was at it. But it just doesn't lock. The key doesn't turn and it's locking it.
The only reason I was calling was, you know, there was a lot of hullabaloo over where you were supposed to be going.
Yeah.
We have a bit of a problem in relation to that. That place was promised to somebody else, you see, as you're aware
That's
of.
That's right, yeah.
Well, the girl who's supposed to move in there is actually taking legal action against us now.
Yeah.
And see, I have to call, really, because the only way we can get out of this without being sued is to try and move you to a different place.
Absolutely not. I'm after putting in a fortune into that house. I've painted it. I've got a gate made for the side, which is going up on Wednesday, a gable gate.
we'd be absolutely happy to reimburse you for that. If we don't give the place now to this...
But I'm after getting carpets and everything down in it. You can't replace me for that.
We'll furnish it for you, the new place. Like, we have a lovely place in Cranmore.
I wouldn't take Cranmore. That's on my file. I wouldn't take Cranmore.
I know, but like, unfortunately...
I'm going to seek legal action myself on this now. Actually, I'm going to go over to my solicitor now.
She was officially, she has it in writing.
She never had it in writing. She had it word of mouth.
What's wrong with Cranmore? I mean, what's wrong with the Cranmore area?
I wouldn't say Cranmore area. Would you rear your children in Cranmore area?
I would, absolutely.
Well, I wouldn't. You can't just say to somebody, what's wrong with Cranmore? Why don't you just take Cranmore? He allocated me that house.
You're being a bit awkward about... I mean,
I am not being... What do you mean I'm being awkward? I have three children. I have three children living in that house with me now.
We have to... Like, we...
You have to move me out to put her in... She's in a corporation.
Well, I didn't say necessarily her.
You told me that you have to move me out to let her into it so she won't sue you. They're your words.
We were good enough to put you into it.
Yes, you were good enough to put me in it, but I was 14 years on the housing list. I've never had a corporation house.
I understand, but we were good enough to give you a place. I mean, the least you could do now is kind of return the favour.
Why should I return the favour? I have three children.
So we go and we get you a house, and now you're not, like, you're just going to go, oh, fine, I have the house now, and I'm
absolutely
not going to help.
Absolutely, because I'm delighted with that.
That's how
I'm
selfish. That's very selfish.
No, absolutely. Why am I being selfish? How dare you speak to me like that? What's your name, by the way?
My name is actually Dave O'Connor.
Oh, you f***. No way, you're joking me.
Your husband, Martin?
Go to brain him. Oh, f***. Oh my God, I'm mortified.
That poor woman.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is iRadio. That is why we say it's the fun way to wake up. You know, Jehovah's Witnesses don't celebrate Halloween.
Why?
I don't know. I wondered why myself. Maybe they don't like random strangers knocking on their door.
That is actually funny. That is funny.
Cheers. Classic 309 from iRadio. I was thinking of getting a couple of addresses of Jehovah's Witnesses and knocking on the door on Halloween just to get my own back. Right, so it's time for the... And salesman. And it's classic 309. Oh, do-do-do. Hi, Aisling.
Hi, Aisling.
Sing with us. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Isn't the will to live? Okay, so right, there you go. I can't conjure up any more energy for this. So Aisling, are you good at guessing the years?
I usually am, but today I really don't know why I text because I don't have a clue.
Okay, well listen,
stuff, nice one. See, I know if you googled.
Yeah, but do you ever think like maybe you're the first person to finally take my advice and put on a bit of a poker face? Like maybe she knows them.
Maybe.
Okay, right. Come on, Aisling.
All right, song number one, The Laz, There She Goes. It's quite old.
98?
No, you're miles off.
All right, what are you going to say?
I'm going to say it's the early 90s.
If you get this right, I know you've Googled it.
I didn't Google,
If you
don't.
Got this right, I'm going to run out to your computer and check your history.
1990.
Hang on. Aisling, would you just hang on there one sec? Hang on one sec. Una, talk.
I did not... I can't believe...
I'm going outside.
Get back in here. Well, Aisling, if you find something, someone else was obviously on my computer.
Oh, right, okay.
I didn't.
I believe you.
And it was actually... You know what? It was first released in 1988 and then 89.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
I didn't think it was that old.
So... Oh, my God. He's coming back in. I promise I didn't Google. I didn't do it.
You.
Was it on? I didn't
Una
Google.
Una O'Carroll.
There's someone at my computer.
Una.
What?
Admit it. I seen it.
You saw it. You mean.
You Googled the first one, didn't
okay,
you?
Okay, I Googled the first one. But
Aisling.
Damn.
I'll be honest, I only seen the first one. There's no more in it except for the first one.
I didn't Google anymore.
Okay.
All right, so it was 1990, but your point is invalid. So, song number two, Rosala, Everybody's Free. God, I'm wrecked. Did you talk or... Well, I was gone.
No, we didn't say a word.
94, 96, 94, I don't know.
Yeah, it's around 94. I'm going to go 94.
What do you think? Okay, so Una's going to say 94. You're saying 94 as well?
Yeah.
You're both wrong, sorry. It was 91.
Oh.
And finally, Will Smith, Welcome to Miami.
99.
Yeah, I'll go with 99. Just, are we right? Are we wrong?
Hang on. It's not 1999, but don't shout it out. Ashling, have another guess.
2001?
No.
1998.
98 is the right answer.
Thank you. Sorry, Ashling.
You still cheated.
I did, yeah, but I still won.
It doesn't take away from the fact that you cheated.
It's actually...
At least I'm honest.
It's exact... You're right, sweetheart. You're right.
Oh, Ashton, come on. Give a girl a break. I've been losing in the past couple of days.
Who's in the car with you?
I have my reputation.
Sorry?
Who's in the car with you?
My daughter. I'm bringing her to school.
What's her name?
Caitlin.
All right. Good morning, Caitlin. Hi.
I'm sorry I cheated on your mom. I feel bad now.
That sounds weird.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, you can be the great. I
wake up with Dave and Una. The word. All right. So the word, it is my turn today.
Yeah. It's going to be easy today, right? I'm going to make it easy.
Oh, you're going to make it easy. Right. Yeah, whatever you say.
Okay, so the word is blank.
Blank, okay.
I want you to ring the digital switchover helpline.
Okay.
Again.
For anyone who wasn't listening, this morning at like, hang on, let me see if I can just get it, because what time? It's this morning at around 7.
Yeah.
We decided to go on a bit of a digital switchover prank fest, and we rang up the digital switchover helpline. I think there was only one guy working there.
It was
there.
The same guy.
Because this was actually the call from this morning.
Digital switchover helpline.
Hello.
Can you hear me now? Right, we should get on with the word though, right? We should definitely get on with the word. So the word today is blank. We got to ring up them again and...
Do you do your old man voice? Hello.
Old man voice, okay.
Hello.
Yeah, that one.
I wonder if it's the same fella.
Digital TV switchover helpline, Nora speaking. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Just ringing up there looking for some advice because I heard on the radio... this was a number to ring.
Yeah.
How long have I got left to use the old telly?
Well, the switchover is taking place at 10 o'clock. So
you're joking.
No, 10 a.m.
Oh, Jesus, it's just a relation of mine is actually going to be on the telly at 10:15. And I want to see it.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God. They're going to be on a show on ITV.
Oh, okay. And are you receiving all your channels to an aerial, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So all the channels that are coming in through the aerial then...
Is there any way you could ask them just to hold off till 10:30?
I'm afraid not.
See, they're on the Jeremy Kyle show.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, my cousin's on there because she doesn't know who her baby's daddy is.
Alright.
She's unsure, you see. So
right.
She's bringing
okay.
on, you know, 7 different options, and they're going to do a lie detector test.
Oh.
What happens at 10 o'clock?
Well, basically, they're just going to switch off the old analog
If I'm
signal.
Looking at my telly, what's going to happen?
It'll just go blank at 10.
In the back of the net, I got her to say the word blank. Oh,
it was easy.
That was fun. That was fun. I wake up. Dave and Una.
Music is I. So your cousin's on the Jeremy Kyle show, what?
It's actually my work colleague.
7
Katrina says, I can't breathe with the laughter, thanks to me. Listen, I actually am exhausted from laughing this morning. We've had such a fun show. Talk to you tomorrow, all right? Eye is the Limit continues. Also, Smashing Pumpkins and our big iRadio Snow White Party and Vanity details coming up.
Enter at your